This is your typical radio ad while eating a Crunch Bar.
This is Automatic of Otto's Used Cars. This weekend only, we're having a whale! Bring the kids. See for yourself. It is huge. Gonna make a big splash. No other dealer can say they have a whale like this.
When things sound dull, turn up the fun with Crunch.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
The person who was asking Patrick Mahomes that question was the former NFL wide receiver Brandon Marshall.
There you go.
I guess that's okay.
We could tell by his reaction he was not even close to upset. So it had to be somebody he knew. Otherwise, that would not have been received well if it was just somebody, a general part of the media, right?
I would think so. It's so funny. Yes has up a promo now for the Nets and the Sixers on Saturday. And they just have, they have put random faces up there.
It's, what are you going to do?
You know who I feel the worst for? Jacques Vaughn.
Yeah.
He had this team rolling when they were both playing together. They were 18-2 over 20 games. One of the best stretch, I think the best stretch in Nets history. And now the rug's been pulled out from under him.
Mm-hmm.
If he could still manage to keep this team somewhat decent, very impressive.
I think he could because I think it's a pretty decent team. It's just not a championship team.
No.
All right, so Mike Breen and I are very close.
Yeah.
Well, we were. And Mike was on J.J. Redick's podcast, Old Man and Three. And he tells this story. And this time he added something that I thought was quite hurtful. He tells this story about how if it wasn't for me, he would not be in the business.
Okay.
Because when he was at Fordham, he didn't like the people at the radio station that he was meeting. And he was ready to just walk away from school. He was like a couple of days away from calling his dad and asking his dad to give him, you know, the application for Steel Fitters Union, which is certainly a great profession, but not Hall of Fame or NBA. So he walked into the station one day and he saw me arguing playfully with, which this is, these are his words, probably one of the best looking women at Fordham. Now, remember, this was in 1979, so it was a little looked at differently. And he's telling Redick the story. This guy is saying, me, I know you want to go out with me. I know you do. And she's saying, if you were the last man on earth, I would not go out with you. Yeah, you say that, but I know you want to. And Mike's saying the confidence that this guy had, he's clearly overweight. And he's still saying this in a joking way. And he said, I came over and shook his hand and he introduced me to all of his friends and they became my friends just like that. I had friends at the radio station that gave me a reason to stick around. I just took exception to the guy was clearly overweight.
Were you?
Well, I don't think that the point that you have to tell that is part of the story. And I called him on it.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I think he was trying to accentuate your confidence.
Okay, but you don't have to call me, you know, fat.
Are you really offended by this?
I was really offended. He keeps apologizing. He said, the story was to tell you how important you were to my... I said, yeah, but still, it was hurtful.
You weren't a slob. You were hefty.
Yeah. See? So he said it before. And like,
but
Don,
now he's saying it to J.J. Redick.
Who cares? J.J. Redick's a hack.
Why? Because he's from Duke?
That's right.
Well, why do you think?
Yeah, come on. So Don is a real friend.
Right.
Every picture I see of him pre-2017, I say he looks repug. He's not offended by it. It's honest.
Yeah. It's like back in the day.
He looks great now. All that matters is how do you look right now?
And he's trying to accentuate the fact that Michael had a lot of confidence. So he needed a nugget to show that this person should not have had the confidence that he had, but yet still did. So he threw out to an audience that doesn't know you or remember you in 1979 that you were overweight. It was all coming from a place of being complimentary to you.
But I didn't have confidence. It was overcompensating for no confidence, and I didn't think the girl wanted to go out with me. It was just for laughs. I didn't have the confidence. She never did go out with me. Her loss. Probably looks back at it now and go, wow, did I drop that pass over the middle?
It's weird the things that offend you.
And it's weird the things that don't offend you.
Why?
Just is. We have a statement from Nets GM Sean Marks. You know, he doesn't seem happy these days. So Peter, I wonder if we can name Sean Groucho.
Can Peter read it in his imitation?
If he has it. I don't know if he has it. I'll read it. After thorough evaluation of the best path forward, we believe making this trade now positions the franchise for long-term success. Mikal and Cam are elite, ascending, versatile wings, plus the draft capital provides us additional avenues to continue to acquire talent. We remain steadfast in our commitment to building the team Brooklyn deserves. We're excited to welcome Mikal, Cam, and their families to Brooklyn and thank Kevin for the moments and memories he delivered our fan base.
Beautiful.
I mean, what can I say?
We said it all.
That's what Howard says.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships. Your skills. Your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Let's go to the phones.
Do it.
Let's go to Rob in Brooklyn. Rob.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good. Was the phone on the floor?
That was in my pocket.
Oh, nice.
I was on hold for a bit. But, Don, I just wanted to talk to you for a second, Don.
Yeah.
I love you. First of all, this is all coming from a place of love. You don't sound happy. I just want you to be happy. And as much as I'd miss you, maybe you should walk away from the radio thing. Wow. Spend more time with the kids and stuff. I don't know. It just, I don't want you to go anywhere, honestly, but maybe it's for the best for you. Like, I would really miss you, honestly, but I don't know.
Sometimes you care about him more than yourself, Rob. That's what you're saying.
And the listeners and you and Peter, I guess.
Wow. Well, give me an example I look unhappy.
Well, I don't know, that whole thing that happened earlier, and you're like, callers are whack, and golf is whack, and I don't need this, and I don't need that. You're one of your favorite bands, like you said, if Black Sabbath did the halftime show, you still wouldn't watch that. I don't know if I believe that. Like, but
that was a lie.
No, because what did Ozzy perform? What was that? It was some performance. It's like you get half a song and you just feel, I don't know, you feel left empty by it. I'm just trying to make the point that I'm defending myself. They're killing me for not caring about the fact that Rihanna's going to be at halftime, and I'm just trying to give examples. All the examples he gave, this is me, guys. Am I any different than I usually am? Listen, I don't think he listens.
Listen, I can't say.
No, I listen every day.
Because if I come down on Rob's side, then Peter says I'm a bad guy. So I'll let Peter make this judgment. Does Don seem more truculent than usual?
He, Maybe at some point today he did.
Do you think that it is, on other than me, is it time for him to go and just leave you to have the show?
Yeah.
No, I left. I don't think it's time for him to go.
Think it's time for me to go?
No, but sometimes you have moments where I go, maybe it is time. By the way, it was Brandon Marshall who was messing with him, so.
Is he out of his mind, Don? Oh my dear Lord.
Did you say it in the first 30 seconds?
We actually had a conversation about it. Wasn't a throwaway line. It was a back and forth between myself and Michael.
When you do something like that, I think it is time for me to go because if my co-hosts aren't hearing me, how about the listeners?
The only time today that I left the desk was to take the dogs outside right then, and I missed it. Okay?
You couldn't wait another half hour to take the dogs out?
That's a major risk.
All right, so you pick up the poop. You have a major afternoon drive show you have to tend to.
And I tended.
No, you were walking dogs picking up poop.
What's better, picking up poop, or I was just sitting here listening to you and just ignoring every word out of your mouth?
They're both terrible.
I think I'm constipated.
Don, you want to handle the final 15? Because I'm not sure I want to.
I hear you. You know what, Don?
Sobering. Hey, Don, don't be a gutless puke, okay? I took the dogs out to pee. Who was with you when people attack us, me or Michael?
Oh, I just take it as it goes. I defend who needs to be defended. And we had a conversation, so it was really jarring. So what do we do? Go, oh, okay.
You want to hear something, Don? Because you know who's on my side? You know who's firmly on my side?
Who's that?
The great Anthony Greek. He said, I didn't tell you, but Peter was folding clothes earlier during the show.
Oh, no.
It was during a commercial.
Well, but why? But don't you don't have your headset on at that point.
Hey, Greek, don't watch me. Watch TV. I was selling some wrestling shirts, and I was just folding them, putting them on the desk.
Oh, goodness.
You know what?
Maybe it's time for you to go.
You're such a fraud. There was a moment yesterday, Don, where Michael was making so much noise unwrapping a cookie and eating it on the air. I said nothing. I say nothing. In reverse, if it's me and hears the ice clang, I get ripped apart. I have no business on the air. He's referencing Ray from North Carolina. He's wishing horrible things on me. Meanwhile, middle of us talking, unwraps one of his poison cookies and starts shoving it right down his gullet.
Wow. And this is, I remember he got on me for the top of my coffee popping.
Donnie, when he drinks that iced coffee, it makes the same sound as the Titanic did when it hit the iceberg. And if I don't know why he heard the cookie unwrapping, nobody.
What do you mean? It was right next to the microphone.
Okay, Anthony, your job tonight is to search that out and see if you could find a piece of tape that actually shows.
Oh, I'd be
that
so you, happy.
I think you can find exist. It. I think you can find it before the show's over.
That's four hours of content. All right, we'll see.
Well, Peter, help him out. Give us the time.
He's lying.
It was very early in the show.
You know what? I'm going to say something that's going to hurt your feelings, but I have to say it. You're the Kyrie of the show. That's it. Chew on that.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Gravity had a good run, but it's time to feel the weightlessness of the Brooks Glycerin 21. These running shoes feature nitrogen-infused DNA Loft V3 cushioning. Brooks has even magnified the plushness to elevate the softness to new levels. And if you want extra support, find these same features in the Brooks Glycerin GTS 21. Learn more and shop now at brooksrunning.com. That's brooksrunning.com.
After countless steps and more than a few miles, your dog drives you forward one last time to make that final climb. And as the rising sun peeks out from the horizon, you know, incredible happens here because it starts here with the fuel that makes it all possible, Pro Plan Sport. Discover advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
The New York Liberty announced the signing of Breonna Stewart and Courtney Vandersloot. Both have won WNBA championships to join their team, and it becomes a little bit of a super team, so we wish them luck. Hope it works out better than the other superstar pairing that they had. 1-800-919-3776. We go to Joel in Minnesota. Joel.
Hey, guys. Hey, Mike, Peter, hello. Don.
What's going on?
You guys have a great show.
Thank you.
I want to ask Don about the Tarasenko trade going to the Rangers. It sounds like the Blues are picking up a lot of the salary. And I want to see how he thinks that's going to go.
Well, that's exactly
thank
what
you.
They needed. He's a great right winger who could score goals, and St. Louis picked up 50% of his salary, so it fits under the cap. You get yourself a good depth defenseman that I think is going to start along Schneider on the third pairing. It was really a great deal. I saw somebody on Twitter say that they gave up too much. Too much. Conditional first-round pick. Michael, when you're in it to win it here, I mean, you're going to stand in the way of a pick that might be, you know, 28th. And I know it's going to be a deep draft this year. I get it. But the Rangers, if you want to go for it this year and you think you got a shot, you can't let the future or the 30th pick or the 25th pick in the draft and a young defenseman stand in the way of what could be a championship team.
Let's go to Tim on the Tim. New Jersey Turnpike.
Hey, what's up, guys? Big fan.
Thank you, man.
Anytime. I actually met you guys 2 years in a row at the Beach Bash in Belmar, and it was awesome.
Thanks.
Anytime. I'm just calling really to talk to Don, just to let him know that, listen, brother, whether you are sad, angry, happy, melancholy, any verbiage or adjectives, I should say, to describe yourself, that's what makes you great, that you are as real as it gets. You're the voice of the people. You wear your heart on your sleeve. And that's why the people appreciate you, and that's why you're an icon, Don, for real.
Oh,
and it's no disrespect to Michael or Peter, because I love all three of you guys. But, Don, say who you are. And when you're sad, the people feel it. When you're angry, the people feel it. And when you're happy, the people feel it. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you so much. You guys are the best.
Thank you. But I'm not sad. I'm opinionated.
Beautiful.
And I felt like I was attacked for the Rihanna thing. I just don't. What am I missing?
Diana Hill Donnie. Now, Don, I don't know if you've taken a look at Twitter, but a lot of people saying that they heard the cookie rapper. And in fact, the audio has been found, Don. So you be the judge.
All right.
The question is, if I had done something like this, would I be called an absolute hack because I said nothing when Michael did it? Let's go back to a couple days ago.
Well, there's a couple of things. First of all, it's a meme moment, right? Because LeBron breaks the record. You're celebrating Kareem. Kareem's not a...
Wow. First of all, I think that's fake news.
Whoa, you think it's fake?
Yeah,
fake news or fake sound?
I think it's fake. It's fake sound, and he's trying to prove his point by fake sound. And if it is in fact real, then I genuinely apologize. I did it unknowingly. You slurped down iced coffee and rattled ice cubes on purpose.
You think it's on purpose?
Yeah, it's on. He does it over and over until I mention it. Now, you know what he does, Don? Now he hits the cough button because he realizes I can't continue to be a slob like Ray from North Carolina so astutely pointed out.
You don't hear the
ice anymore, do you?
But what about the subject. What about the cookie crinkle?
I said that if in fact that's true, and I don't believe it is, I think it's made up and it was edited, then I apologize and it will never happen again.
Here are some of the tweets we're getting.
I don't care what the tweets say.
In all caps, this is 5 minutes ago, before the audio was played. In all caps, I heard the cookie unwrapping. Rashid said that cookie wrapper was very audible on radio, LOL.
I said that if it is in fact true, and I don't believe it is,
Rob said,
I apologize.
Rob said, I 100% remember Michael opening that bar yesterday during the show.
So I'm just saying, why can't Peter get the benefit of the doubt and myself with my coffee cup?
Because he does it continually. I don't. That was a mistake if I did it, and I don't believe it happened. I'm going to start drinking like ice cold drinks and see how you like it. Maybe I'll do it tomorrow at 317.
That would be rude.
I just don't know why you got to be so upset about it.
Oh, you know what, Don? Of all the days to have a remote, tomorrow's the day. I don't want to see either of your faces. I don't.
And I'm the one that's a curmudgeon.
No, I'm a curmudgeon. But you, today, I guess you have an attitude. You don't want to look at Rihanna. What are you?
I just feel like I'm being attacked over this. No, I don't. Is that that big a deal?
Yeah, it's a big deal. Even Peter would find it difficult to disagree with me on this.
I think it's a mistake. I just think you're getting it wrong. That's all.
Why am I getting it wrong? I'm just not interested.
You're not interested in, first of all, she's an unbelievably talented person, and she's one of the most beautiful, sexy women in the world. You don't want to look at her for 15 minutes.
No. I don't know what to tell you. I don't get it, but why does it make me a bad guy?
No
offense to her.
I'm
just
at
tap time. I'm good.
Makes you odd.
It makes me odd.
You're going to watch the Kitten Ball with John?
No, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be in Vancouver. I might just stare at the wall. I don't know. But you attack me. I mean, meanwhile, I have interest and you make fun of, you know, the metal music that I listen to, or that I sit there and I watch Quincy in the morning. You make fun of me. I'm reading Kurt Armstrong's biography. Why do I have to defend what entertains me? Curtis Armstrong.
You don't defend yourself. Tomorrow, we're all going to be at 317 Main Street in Farmingdale. Rick DiPietro is going to be there. Marty Lyon's going to be there. We're going to have great guests. Aaron Boone's going to join us to break down the big game and give us the score of the game. He said the Eagles are going to win, and he's going to tell us the score tomorrow. So Yankee manager Aaron Boone, who is down in Tampa, will join us tomorrow when the show comes to you live from Farmingdale at 317 Main Street. Come on by. General admission is free. Just walk on by, as Burt Bacharach would say, and say hello. We want to see you there. We want to press the flesh. I'll keep my distance from Don and Peter. Islanders coming up on our air. Pre-game show right after this one, and then the play-by-play. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody. Have a great night.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.